football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.
Sometimes we stay very Cats focused, but we also like celebrating the success of those who come from our region and may do it at other clubs. Dave Matthews is a regular guest, the CEO of the GWS Giants, assistant coaches who might find themselves elsewhere. Corey Enright instantly comes to mind, but this gentleman, he wasn't a big name as a player, but he's doing great things as an administrator. He's going to become the CEO of the Brisbane Lions when Greg Swan makes his little secondment to AFL House become a reality in coming days, or months, I should say, for Inspirations Paint. Sam Graham joins us on Carrick Fuller. How are you, Sammy?
Kingy, good to be here.
Long time no see. Obviously, Geelong boy, and for those who don't know, also the brother of former Geelong captain Ben. You're not a bad footballer yourself, but how do you find yourself as being the incumbent CEO at the Brisbane Lions?
Well, it's a good question. Now, I've had a lot of time in the AFL industry. Obviously, after growing up in Geelong, I've got a finance background, a lot of work in strategy, but had about 18 years at the AFL in different roles, leading the strategy team, working with a lot of clubs, did a lot of work on expansion with Gold Coast and Western Sydney coming up into the competition, and more recently Tasmania. And a couple of years ago, an opportunity arose at the Lions, and we've got extended family on both sides, my wife's family up in Queensland, and yeah, exciting, like a lot of Southerners do, move up to Queensland. And yeah, it was a great role at the club. The Lions are going really well on field and off field. I've got a lot of background in stadiums with Adelaide Oval, Perth, and more recently Tasmania, and with the new Olympic Stadium coming on in 2032, yeah, it was a really exciting opportunity. So been up there for 2 years now, and we're absolutely loving it.
So is it Greg pulling you into his office and going, up, I'm off to the AFL, you're next?
Yeah, well, that was a part of the conversation when we left Melbourne to go up to Brisbane, and yeah, I've been there for a couple of years now, and I've been working across the club on a number of key pieces, including the stadium and a lot of things happening on and off the field. And yeah, it's we're really enjoying it. And yeah, when he said we're going back to Melbourne, he said, hey, this is what's happening, and the board moved pretty quickly to say they wanted to me to go into the role to be the CEO.
You're going to be one of only 19 people in that role in Australia. Does that resonate with you at all, that, you know, there's only, well, you include Brendan Gale obviously at the Devils, that there's 19 people running football clubs?
Yeah, put like that, it's a real honour and a privilege. I'm really humbled by the opportunity and the, you know, really grateful for what the club's given me that responsibility. But look, you know, footy clubs are great places. They've got great people. You know, they've got lots of passionate people that love what they do. We bring a lot of joy to lots of fans across the country, and you know, it's a really exciting place to be. There's highs, there's lows, there's wins, there's losses, and you know, it's they're really exciting places to be. And with what's happening in Queensland with footy is really exciting, where the participation growth is incredible. The Lions are going really strong. The Gabba's sold out sort of 9 out of 12 times last year. Footy's really going places, and yeah, it's great to be a part of it.
Could you kick the ball further than your brother, Sam, or not?
Unfortunately not.
We saw a few barrels of this ground out from fullback there.
Oh, I know.
At centre forward.
They pop up every now and on YouTube or something. It's sort of always, you get served that content, but no, there are no, you can look really, really hard and you will not find a video of
something
me.
At Leopold?
In fact, back at Leopold, I was, you know, I was banned. Rusty Merriman was the coach and said I was only meant like to mark and then dish it off.
Right.
So that says a few.
You were a
Monday
to Friday kicker.
That's right. That's exactly right.
What's the challenge? I mean, we tend to be obviously focused on Geelong Footy Club and Victoria Footy. Those fans are familiar with that. What's one challenge that a Brisbane Lions football club faces that perhaps a southern club doesn't face? I mean, obviously it's the geography of the sport and building the sport there. It's built in. Mm. But what's something else that you know, listeners maybe you'd be able to inform the listeners as to what you face with the Brisbane Lions?
Yeah, look, I think traditionally, historically, it's been that people haven't grown up with the game. So that's a lot of work done at grassroots levels. You know, when the team hasn't been performing well, so say if the Lions hasn't been performing, the fans drop off. You have these swinging voters that go between, say, the rugby codes, rugby league. But when they're going well, when the three-peat happened early in the 2000s, the club was flying and the Gabba was full. We've had a period of success over the last 3 or 4 years, and we're back to that point. But now, as I touched on before, the participation growth has been significant, with a lot of you know, Southerners moving up and Queenslanders becoming more familiar with the game, I think that's a we're in a much better position now to sort of weather that storm.
Is there something like an Auskick program that we have here? Is there something like that for younger, you know, under eights, under nines?
Absolutely. AFL Queensland do an incredible job with Auskick, very similar to here in Victoria. There's a new product called Superkick, where once you graduate from Auskick, you transition into that when you're eight or nine into a Superkick program to keep you involved in the game, and then community footy is the next step. And there's some great footy clubs up there. I'm actually a coach. I coach my young boys at West Juniors.
Nice.
Can't get there every week with a bit of travel now, but yeah, no, it's really thriving, the game in Queensland.
That's good.
For Inspirations Paint, Grovedale speaking with incoming Brisbane Lions CEO Sam Graham. Here's Mark Neild on K-Rock Footy.
Sam, probably a two-part question for me, just to give our listeners a bit of an insight into what an AFL club is like. You mentioned that in the last 2 years you've been working across the club. So is there any way you could give us a quick summary? When you say that, like most of the people that are listening, they listen to the game of footy, they know what happens on the field, and they sort of know there's administrators, and that's about as far as it goes. And the second part would be, I'm presuming you're going to talk about a large group of people that work there. How is it possible that that group of people in the administration get a touch point and stay connected to what's going on the field?
Yeah, so in terms of, I guess, the other key things, it's around, say, membership. So membership is at the heart of the club. Your members are the lifeblood. So how do you get more members on board and service them and give them an experience at the footy club? Corporately, it's about sponsorship and how do you get more sponsors on board, but also to give great experiences to sponsors and have them aligning with your brand and giving them exposure for their brands. We do a lot of work with coteries and people that are, you know, invested in the club that want to have different experiences with the game. And then the other things around infrastructure. So as I touched on stadium, so working on what the future stadium looks like. It's going to be an Olympic stadium. In the meantime, though, working with the Gabba as our home. We love playing at the Gabba, but it's at the end of useful life, so we need to work on that to make sure the fan experience at the Gabba is still really strong leading into going into the new Olympic stadium after 2032. So there are some of the, I guess, the key off-field bits, and then it's the infrastructure as well. So we generate most of your revenue through football, but there's also emerging businesses that aren't related to football. So we've got an education business up there. We've got a gym that we're JV in. So to have recurring revenue streams that are unrelated to football are becoming more important for footy clubs.
Some great news, Sam, before we let you go. You've tipped over 65,000 members, a new record, 18.8% growth since 2023, 8 years consecutive growth, and you hope to be 70,000 by season's end. They've got some good numbers for you to roll into.
Yeah, very exciting. It's a record for the club. The team have done an incredible job. We've got really loyal and passionate fans, as I said, up in Queensland, and it's growing. And also the history with Fitzroy. We still have a lot of really passionate members in Melbourne from the old Fitzroy days, and they're all a very important part of our club.
Sam, we'll let you go. We really appreciate you taking the time to drop by. Great to catch up. Congratulations, and I hope we can make this a regular like we would do with Dave Matthews, that when you do sneak down to play the Cats here at GMHBA Stadium, that you'll come and have a chat to us. But enjoy the game tonight. Not too much. Make sure you take home a white T-shirt, and we look forward to catching up with you soon.
I think if you turn them inside out, I think they're maroon.
I love it. Good to see you, Sam.
Thanks,
Sam Graham,
guys. Great to be
the
here.
Incoming CEO of the Brisbane Lions. Thanks to Inspirations Paint, thank Grovedale. What's your next project? 138 Torquay Road.
K-Rock Football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.